Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again. And I know it's been like basically a month and I have been MIA, but I have some surprises and some goodies for you all. I have been working on some projects and lately I actually have my YouTube channel. And so this episode is actually going to be the first episode I'm going to have in my YouTube channel, but you guys are going to be able to hear it first. But before I get into it, today's episode is going to be... Insecure. But today's episode, I'm going to be reviewing the show on HBO called Insecure. That's right. I have not done Insecure yet on my podcast, so I feel like this is a little special episode just because it holds a personal and a close place in my heart. I love this show. I love Issa Rae. I love this show because I love Issa Rae because I loved Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. And if you did not know, she originally had a YouTube series, which is kind of what made her sort of blow up a bit, made her get recognized. It was called Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl, aka Awkward Black Girl. And if you're in the know, then you know that this was a show back in the day. And I absolutely love this show. And it was so relatable for awkward black little girls like me. And it was like the first representation of seeing someone who was black, but who was also awkward. Like, it was like, it's like some rule that you can't be awkward and black. You know, back in those days, it was abnormal. You're like, oh, you're black? Well, you should be able to dance. You know, all that stuff. Like, you know, the whole image of what black is supposed to look like, you know. I absolutely love that series. But this series, Insecure, the one that absolutely blew her up and made her completely popular and famous, this series is also very special to me because it's also very relatable. I am up in my little 20s and I'm trying to figure out life, trying to figure out where to go and what to do. Insecure came out, when did the show come out? You know what? Let me just look that up for a little tiny, inty beatsy bit, because I cannot actually remember. I think it was in the 2000s. It was 2016. I know it was in 2000s, but I was like, 2000 what? Was it 2009? Nah, because that's more Insecure time. But yes, it came out in 2016 on HBO. And it's her first joint. It's her first, like, show joint, you know, that's, like, not on YouTube, you know, with a whole full production team and everything. Anyway, so Insecure came out in 2016. You can find it streaming on HBO, as I've mentioned before. It is, because it's on HBO, in case you did not know, HBO is a bit, you know, there's going to be some nudity in it. So heads up right there. There's going to be some naked booties, going to be some naked tatas, going to be some nudity. And Issa Rae is obviously, she's going to be the main character. But if you thought, if you know about Awkward Black Girl and you thought that Insecure was going to be like Awkward Black Girl, they're both completely different things. They're different shows. Like, Awkward Black Girl has a different feel to it versus Insecure. Insecure has a more of like a modern day living single kind of vibe to it. So, yeah. And it's very, like I said, it's really relatable for people who are, like, a person of color or just a person in their 20s trying to figure stuff out. Anyway, so this show is a comedy, but it's also a drama. It's like a dramedy. It's mostly funny. There's a lot of funny parts. It's, like, mostly comedy, but obviously, like, there's a storyline. There's drama, and it's about this woman. Her name is Issa. After her real name. And she is trying to figure stuff out. Her job isn't really like where she really wants it to be. You know, it's not really exactly where she envisioned herself, but she's working towards what she wants to do. And she has a boyfriend who she's been with for since they were in college. in their early 20s. And I think at this point, they're like in their early 30s, late 20s, I believe. Probably a little early 30s or so. But yeah. So her boyfriend, Lawrence, is, they've been like together for a long time. They like live together. They have their same old little couch that they sit on every day and watch TV on, you know, and listen to Why Are We Even Together to catch on the right shows. But anyway, but things don't really work out because you know how when you get older, you just kind of move on, you know, you move on. And so this show is definitely that. This show is about life and it's about change. It's about, you know, don't get comfortable with one person. It's not like Game of Thrones where people are like, when people heads are chopped off left to right. It's not like that. But, you know, relationship wise, you know, it's life. So Issa goes through things and she goes through people as she goes through things. And I'm making her sound like she's like, you know, promiscuous. And she definitely wasn't that. It's just you see the process and you see like her whole development of her relationships. And I'm not just talking about guys, I'm talking about her friends. And at the end, like, okay, we are, I think, like on season six now. I think it's season six. Jeez Louise, this has been a long series. But yeah, it's been, I think, no, we're on season five. It's the last season too. This is the last season. So that's why I really wanted to do this review, because if you want to watch it and catch up, now is the time, because there's only like 10 episodes, maybe like 7 or 10, like in a season. And there are, like I said, five. We're on the fifth season right now. And this season, they're having extra episodes since it's the last season. But, you know, it's, I think it's basically going to be like, what, 13 episodes this season? Still not going to be that much if you like watch anime. But, yeah, I would definitely watch it now if you are intrigued. And I would say that you would like this if you like stuff like Grey's Anatomy, if you like Scandal. That it's not exactly like that, but it's kind of like, it kind of sort of has closer to that feel. Like I said, it's like a modern day Living Single. It's not necessarily as like gritty like Euphoria. Euphoria is a lot more Insecure is a little more upbeat. It's like taking life on an upbeat turn sort of thing, because it's like a comedy. So but it still is dramatic, and it still might make you tear up, because it did make me tear up at one point. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, it was a really good show. It is a really good show. You guys definitely have to watch it. And there's actually a podcast about it where people review the episodes. But yes, I would definitely recommend watching this show if you enjoy shows about, like, if you enjoy life shows about people in their life, like, you know, trying to figure it out, trying to get to, like, coming of age stories. You know, she's coming of the age of, you know, 30, 20 is 20 something. You know, if you're a 20 something, you'll definitely relate to this. It's definitely going to be triggering for you if you have lost friends who, you know, when I say lost, like, I don't just mean pass away. I just mean like, you know, friends who are no longer your friends, who you used to be like kikiing with and y'all really close and chill with. Like, it'll be triggering because there's going to be friendships that'll be lost, and the relationships and things that are lost, and but things that are also gained. And it's not going to be like really, really sad like those shows, like that show that everybody gets sad about, what it's like, that family. Anyway, it's not going to make you like cry, like it's not gonna make you bawl, but it might make you tear up a little bit. But yeah, at the end of my podcast, I always give like my rating on the show, and it's out of 1 out of 10. 10 being the best show I've ever seen ever in my life, no comparison to anything at all. 1 being the worst thing I've ever seen ever in my life, and I would never, ever, ever watch this ever again. I wish I'd never seen this in the first place. And 5 being average, okay, not good or bad. 5 in the middle. So on this range that I have described for you, I would say that Insecure in this genre, I would say that it would be like, I would give it 8.9. And that's a pretty good, like, it's pretty good on my scale. Like, I would give it an 8.9 just because, like, I would give it an 8.9. Yeah. I would give an 8.9 just because I feel like I would give it a higher rating, like a 9, if I had more to go on. Like, you know, like I said, like, it honestly does feel like these seasons, you can go through it so fast because there aren't that many episodes. And all the episodes, I think, are like 26 minutes, like basically like 30 minutes long, I think. So you can get through this so fast, and it's like, it's meaningful, and they're ending it on a good note because it's popular, and you know, it's not gonna, you're not gonna get tired of it. But I do wish that, like, I had more. But it is still a really great show. All of the characters are great. The soundtrack is amazing. You're gonna want to have Shazam up on your phone while you're watching Insecure throughout the whole time. If you're just watching one episode, you're gonna want Shazam up there, because every single time I have watched a show, I've always had to pull up Shazam every single episode. So heads up on that. She'll put you on some real, 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 real dope music. For real. And let's see, the outfits are so good, they look so fly. Let's talk about it. Yes, the hair, love it, because you have the person who has natural hair, you have the person who has relaxed hair, you have all of it, and all of the hair is fly and good and it's cute. But I really, really, really love the natural hairstyles. Like, this show is like Living Single but modern day for black 20 somethings. So give it a shot. Give it a try. It is a little raunchy, like I said, because it's going to have some nudity. And it's going to be, it's like real life. So it's not going to be as raunchy as, you know, that show that everybody likes, but I really can't stand. Shameless. It's not as shameless as that. It's a little less raunchy, but it's, you know, it's life. So yeah, but the outfits are amazing. The hairstyles are amazing. It keeps me in it. The whole time they're in LA, and I love the vibe. I love the vibe, and I enjoy it. And, like, you know, in it, every episode she's telling you something, and it's not just about life. It's also about politics. It's about, like, I mean, it's not just about, like, your personal life, but it's about life. It's about politics. It's about black life. It's about what constitutes as black life matters, like what life really matters, you know, like you really go into it. It touches it on it. It touches on little topics like that, and it makes you think, but it doesn't get you super depressed because it is a comedy. But yeah, I would definitely recommend watching this show. I would definitely recommend it. Yeah. Give it a shot. Issa Rae is amazing. The cast is amazing. Yvonne, she is amazing. Like, everybody is so great in the show. So I would definitely recommend it. And I'm so glad that I made this my first YouTube episode, because I hope that you enjoyed it, because I know you'll enjoy the show. Thank you for listening, and thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please, please, please check out my YouTube. I believe that this episode will be out, I think, next week, so please keep a lookout for it. I will put the info in my little bio. But yes, as always, check me out also on the radio, on Untethered Radio at 4:30 p.m. every Monday. And email me at whyarewetogether@gmail.com. That's whyarewenoteventogether@gmail.com. But thank you for listening, as always. And why are we together again? Because it's an amazing podcast and you love it. All right. Bye.